Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
The mantle of mercy. What God is doing in this dispensation, words cannot explain.
Yes.
That every 12 a.m. in Ghana time, He summons us all over the world. And to speak to us and to allow us to speak to Him. We don't take it for granted. Exodus chapter number 33, verse number 17. Exodus chapter number 33, verse number 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. May God know you by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. If I found grace in your sight and you know me by name, then sir, show me your glory. But the man asking God to show him his glory has seen God part the rest into two. He's still asking, show me glory. So what glory is beyond parting rest? This man has seen God turn water into blood. This man has seen God turn a rod into snake. This man saw God make a snake swallow other snakes. And he didn't vomit them. After that, he turned into a rod. So in one day, all the rods of magicians entered the rod of Moses. He has seen God do that. He saw God produce frogs out of nowhere. He saw God kill without a knife. He said, I will let my angel of death pass through, and their firstborns will die. This man saw firstborns die, no lastborn is part. So no mistake in the killing, no middleborn is part. The man saw God kill firstborns, and he still went to God and said, show me your glory. So is there any other glory beyond delivering people from the hands of Pharaoh? Is there a glory beyond that? But God answered Moses, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. This is my glory. I'm going to let all of my goodness pass before you. Then when all my goodness pass before you, there is an aspect of me you will see. I show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Let me read one or two for you. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Then verse 30, chapter 34, verse 6. Then he tell him, you will see my back parts. Then 34, verse 6. And the Lord passed by before him. Oh, may God visit you.
Amen.
And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, number one, merciful and gracious, long-suffering. God can suffer for long for the sake of a man. God will not strike you the day you make a mistake. You can hurt him for long. He said, when the glory was passing by, he started speaking. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and in truth. This is the whole glory of God. Mercy, goodness, abundance in goodness, gracious, long-suffering. That's God. So when a man wanted to see beyond miracles, this is what God showed him. Mercy is above parting the Red Sea into two. This is what God showed him. And tonight the Lord is going to clothe us with the mantle of mercy.
Amen.
The mantle of mercy.
Amen.
That is who he is. What must I know about the mercies of God? The New Testament mercy of God, number one, is by the covenant of the sacrificial blood of Christ. He showed us mercy because somebody died in our place. The first thing you should know about the covenant mercies of God is that he died. His son died in our place. Number two, mercy is God's perfect provision to sustain man in his frailties and weaknesses. It is God's provision. It is God actually coming to terms with your incapacities as flesh. It is God understanding sometimes who you are. That's mercy. In Genesis chapter 6, he said, my spirit will no more strive with man, for now I have come to terms that he is flesh.
Wow.
That is mercy. When God begins to understand your last, when God decides to charge you on his by his standard always, sir, you will die before your time. So he made provisions to sustain man in our frailties. That statement God made was the highest of mercy. I will no more strive with man, for he is also flesh. My spirit will no more strive with man. He is flesh. Mercy is when God comes to terms with you and now begins to suffer long until you change. That's mercy. that's when God can call an armed robber my son. That is how come you can be a side chick and still sing in church. And you didn't die. God has come to terms with your foolishness. And he is actually making a way to save you. So one of these days, he keeps trying, bringing things your way. And one of these days, those ways will change you. Is when God comes to terms with flesh. Number two, what you must know about mercy is that mercy is for the merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. We obtain mercy by being merciful. When you forgive, God forgives. When you love, God loves you. When you give to others, God gives to you. When you pray for others, Jesus intercedes for you. Whatever you do for others, heaven does the same and more for you. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall. Oh, mercy is the only thing, when the only response, that how do I put it, the only thing when you do on earth, heaven gives you the same thing. Mercy. If you can let people go after offending you, God will let you go when you offend him. If you learn how to feel the pain of others, heaven will feel your pain. Mercy. It is for the merciful. Three. The Hebrew meaning of mercy, not just the Greek, the Hebrew meaning of mercy is for a superior to come to the level of an inferior. Is for a superior to come to the level of the inferior. Mercy is when God decides not to bring you to his level, but he comes to your level and operates with you till you ascend to his level.
My God. Wow.
Mercy is when God does not sit up there and say pray, but he moves his spirit to pray through you. Mercy is when the superior descends down to the level of the inferior. That is why God became flesh and dwelt among men. Who is man that thou art mindful of, and the son of man that thou visiting? Mercy was for God to turn himself into a sheep to be killed for man. Mercy is when God decided to be a servant so that man can be saved. Mercy. Mercy is when God comes to your level to do what you can't do for yourself. Mercy. So at a point in time, you can't even take your Bible and read. But suddenly, mercy moves God, and God comes through you. And you start to read the Bible, and you yourself know this is not you. Mercy is when you begin to fast and pray, and you yourself know it's not you. Mercy is when one day you see a woman's buttocks,
Jesus,
and you are able to pass by,
Jesus,
and you yourself know.
Oh my God,
this is not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mercy is when you can see a champagne and pass by and you tell yourself, this is not me. Yes, because at that time a force from heaven stepped into your legs and your eyes and passed by. Mercy is when it is Friday night and this time you decided to pray Alpha Hour and not go to nightclub. Mercy is to choose Alpha Hour over a nightclub. When you know at a point in time you will never leave nightclub for anything. Mercy is when it gets to a point that the thing that you couldn't live without, now you see it and it disgusts you. And you know that this is not me. I can't see money and not steal. This is not me. Mercy.
Mercy.
It's when God comes down to the level of man and begin to do for man what man cannot do for himself. Mercy. The fourth one. Mercy is obtained by boldness through the knowledge of his grace. The easiest way to obtain mercy is to know that he is merciful. Come boldly, for we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with our infirmities, for he was tempted at all points yet did not sin. Therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that ye may obtain mercy and find. Come boldly. So mercy is obtained in boldness through your knowledge in the grace. He said, through the throne, come boldly to the throne of grace. So you must have knowledge that God now wants to show you mercy.
Wow. Wow.
The easiest way to obtain mercy is to know God is merciful and wants to show you mercy. People who want others to admonish them that God wants to show them mercy don't receive mercy. You must have the knowledge that God is ready to be compassionate about your life. Oda doke minai.
Jesus!
Mercy is not an absence of offense, but the dismissal of judgment in the presence of offense. Mercy is not the absence of offense, but the dismissal of judgment in the presence of offense. So they brought the woman who was caught up in fornication. The offense was there. But Jesus said that he who have not sinned before, let him throw the first stone. It is dismissing judgment in the presence of offense. He says that if not for his compassion, we would be consumed. That means that no flesh should be surviving if not for the provision of mercy. Everybody is an offender. Everybody. So it is only mercy that dismisses judgment in the presence of offense. Whatever you know. The mercies of God never fails. It is new every morning. Why is it new every morning? God renews his mercy to meet our new sins, so that we won't surprise him. Mercies are renewed to meet our errors, because your error of today may be higher than yesterday. So if God approaches today with the same measure of yesterday's mercy, maybe your error today will let him strike you. So every day he renews his mercy to meet your potential errors. So you see, there is nothing you will do in the day that will surprise God. Because he did a revision of his mercy at 12 a.m. Before 12:01. So that before 12, from between 12 a.m. to 12:01, if you commit an error, there will be mercy that will be made available for that. Last but one. The mercies of God puts God's sovereignty to work. The Bible says that it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, for it is the Lord that showeth mercy. So it's not the gifted. When mercy steps in, God makes choices, not looking at efforts. So you can learn more than me, but I'll pass and you fail.
Oh.
It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. It is the Lord that looks at your face and give you what others don't have. It is the Lord that showeth mercy. It is the Lord that brings you to a point you can't explain how you got there.
Yes.
It is the mercy.
Yes.
Anything you can't explain in your life, the answer is mercy. Whatever you have attained and wherever you have reached in life, that it looks like you don't know how you got there. Let me tell you, the vehicle that took you there is called mercy. Mercy is what gives you what you are not qualified for. Mercy. Mercy is what will let a woman sit down and say, how did I get such a man? Mercy is what let a man sit down and say, how did I get such a woman? Mercy. It is mercy that can let a young man sit there and say, how did I escape this poverty of my family?
Jesus.
That today I have my own house. And I have my own car. And I have what to eat every day. And I have what to take care of my family. Then the young man sit down and say, how did I escape this? Because my senior brothers didn't escape. My junior sisters didn't escape. How did I escape it? Mercy. Mercy. Finally, mercy makes God feel for you. Mercy. The Bible says that he's a faithful and merciful high priest. It makes God feel for you. You are about to pray. He said, in their affliction, he was afflicted. In their affliction, he was afflicted. Mercy makes God think what you think, feel what you feel, and see what you see. It is only mercy that makes God decide to put himself in your shoes. Even your husband sometimes can't put himself in your shoes. Your parents can. Only mercy makes God do that.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on PastorElvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalphar.org. For more information, Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.